How would you compare this house to the Amityville Horror House?
Well, I've read about Amityville. I saw the movie, of course. I know there's some controversy about that case because I know there's some stories they say that some of it was fabricated. But I believe that there's probably some truth to it, too.
Yeah. Well, we know the murders happened.
Yes, the murders.
We know that.
The Ronald DeFeo murders.
Yep.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. There is a very, very strong similarity in one of the phenomena that happened in San Pedro. In the Amityville house, according to the witnesses, they said that they saw blood coming out of walls.
And flies on windows and everything else.
Flies and windows. Well, we had a lot of that in San Pedro. We had a lot of dead flies and dead insects all over
the
place.
Okay.
Absolutely. But one night on August 28th, and this was just a few nights before the hanging incident, there was this kind of a viscous liquid, pale yellow, kind of orangish substance that started oozing out of the wall cabinets. And I have it on video, so, I mean, it's on the videotape as it happened. And it was about 4 a.m. And when Taft took it to a lab near UCLA, one guy did a little moonlighting for us and got a lab analysis of it. It was, it was actually human blood plasma. With a heavy copper and iodine content.
Oh,
really weird because, you know, plasma is made up of, like, water, proteins, and organic ions and so forth. And it's, I know in real plasma, it contains clotting agents and, you know, upon exposure, air will form a clot. It's a protective thing within our blood.
What's going on there now, Barry?
Well, now, I haven't been back, actually, I should confess.
I don't blame you.
For a couple of years. I went down there after my book came out. And I talked to the landlord. Believe it or not, people still live in the house. There's a theory that there, you know, with the poltergeist agent theory says that living human agents can generate psychokinetic phenomena. Well, you know, one of the theories is that Jackie's own mind has created this. I don't subscribe to that whatsoever, because when we later did an analysis of the cord wrapped around Jeff's neck, it was a bowline knot. That's a seaman's knot. And, of course, we were in a house that had been lived in by a lot of semen. And, you know, also there in 2004, I was called down by the newspaper. They wanted to interview me about the house. And it was a family, the Luna family, Rosario Luna.
Their last name is Tick.
Yes. They moved out of the house because they were hearing strange noises. They were being touched by invisible fingers and things by the laundry room where all this started. But they never really went into the attic. They were hearing noises come out of the attic. And one morning, they woke up and all of their crockery, you know, dishes stacked in piles on the floor in the kitchen, real neat piles and utensils stacked up. And they left the house. And that's in my book because I can't imagine if it was just Jackie's mind, why is the phenomenon still going on 15 years after she moved out?
Absolutely. The name of the book, by the way, is called An Unknown Encounter, A True Account of the San Pedro Haunting. Are you glad you got out of there with your neck?
Yes. But, you know, it was lucky that for Jeff especially, because this thing had a real penchant for attacking him. And he moved up, Jackie moved up to a place called Weldon. She temporarily had a reconciliation with her ex-husband, and he got her up to a little trailer home up in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road called Chucker Street. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's up by the High Sierras. It's a beautiful country up there. And 5 months later down the road, this had been in the spring of 1990, I get a call from Jackie that this entity had followed her up there, much like the entity case with that the Barbara Hershey movie was based on.
Right.
I remember, George, one of the things that was really weird was that when Jackie called me one day, there were all of these dogs. She said there must have been like dozens of dogs that had surrounded the house, and they were howling. You could just hear this incessant howling, you know, coming through the phone line. It was scary. So, but, you know, I think at the time, though, even though I heard that, I was a little bit skeptical that the entity had followed her. I was pretty new to all of this kind of thing at that time. But believe it or not, well, of course you can believe it, Jeff never went back to the original house in San Pedro, which where the thing hung him. Thankfully, Gary had pulled him down. And he was rescued. But he was so curious, and he had a very good spirit about all of this. He actually went up there, back up there 5 months down the road to Weldon, not thinking that anything would happen up there. because we wanted to probably follow the case all the way through and find out what was going on. And really what made it intriguing was that two other neighbors, a husband and wife, Jim and Janice Silcott, they were moving a big widescreen television set that someone had donated to Jackie, and it was not plugged in. And when they were moving it, and this was in the middle of the daytime, They were moving into the storage shed behind the house.
Don't tell me it went on.
Nope, but the old man appeared. The old man apparition appeared in that set, unplugged.
He showed up on the TV?
Absolutely, and Jim said he had very evil Charlie Manson-looking eyes.
That is weird. Tell me about these pictures that were taken.
You know, there were a lot of pictures, George. There were a lot. Jackie began getting these pictures near her ceiling in the original house where this whole thing started. They look like little wisps of smoke, and it's weird because some of them look like they're splitting apart. And then when she moved up to Weldon in that trailer up there, she got more of these misty kind of apparitional forms, and some of them look like they even have eyes in them. So she got a lot of incredible pictures, and I think maybe the best pictures were taken at an apartment because this entity followed her three times. After she moved out of Weldon, she moved back to San Pedro, not to the original house, of course, because this is where the house that had hung my friend. But she did move into an apartment on West 7th Street, 640 West 7th Street. I remember the address even. And in that apartment, she got these huge cantaloupe-sized lights, a trio of lights coalescing together, moving apart, and back again together, glowing on the carpet. And I had the photographs analyzed by a professional photographer in a lab in Hollywood, and they were amazed because lights are throwing shadows onto other lights, which is kind of bizarre. Like, I never knew a light threw a shadow into another light. And also, they're so strong that they're projecting light onto the carpet. You can clearly see that they're point sources of light projecting from these huge orbs. I've never seen such large, glowing, bright, intense lights as they did in those pictures. So she got some incredible pictures. And then, of course, I got videotape of much smaller objects. And one of the most incredible ones, I think, was one, you can see an object that I didn't see with my naked eye, but you can see it flying into the frame as I was filming her, and you see it going through her head and coming out the other side. And so that was really scary and spooky. And then when I showed that to Jackie, she freaked out. So there was a lot of light phenomena that we picked up. And at that time, this was back in 1989, I presented that to the media. Current Affair did a story on it. I think it was one of the first times, you know, that the orbs and so forth were really brought to the national media attention. At least that's what Brad Steiger had said. I didn't know it, but I knew that there was a correlation between the haunting phenomena and these lights that kept popping up, showing up over and over again. But thank God Jackie, you know, got those pictures. I kept insisting that she keep a camera handy because we couldn't be there all the time to, you know, when all these things were happening. So, you know, God bless her. I'm so glad that she was able to document that stuff.